my very first job interview, I was asked, how many languages do you speak? And I said, two. He said, well, English and what? I said, pig Latin. He didn't laugh. I didn't get the objet or the job.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Some of us don't like work very much, do we? Here are a few comments from employees. I need a six-month vacation twice a year. One guy said, the only thing I like about my job is that my chair swivels. I hope that's not you. Another guy said, my boss gets paid twice as much as I do, but I have to show him how to work his email. Here are some actual excuses employees have used so that they can get the day off. I can't come into work because my grandma poisoned me with ham. My false teeth flew out the window while I was driving down the highway. Well, that happens to me all the time. I can't come in because I woke up in a good mood and didn't want to ruin it. I have to stay home today because I ate cat food instead of tuna and am deathly ill. Another employee said, I accidentally got on a plane. Which is understandable. I mean, who has not done that? I can't make it to work. I caught my uniform on fire by putting it in the microwave to dry. And finally, I can't come to work. I just put a casserole in the oven. Well, maybe you feel like those people. Maybe you say, I love work. I can watch other people do it for hours. Far too many of us view our work as a necessary evil. Not long ago, my wife and I spent a lazy afternoon in Seattle licking ice cream and strolling along the docks. When we ducked into the Pike Place Market, we noticed a commotion. A crowd had gathered around a fish store. They were all smiling. Some were videoing this, and so we watched. Now, if I offered you a job cutting up fish in a smelly fish store, you'd likely decline, wouldn't you? Yet, in the Pike Place Market, people crowd around to watch creative employees do exactly that. They throw fish like footballs. They holler. They play pranks on customers with a string attached to codfish. It jumps when a shopper comes close. For years, fish was the number one training film in the world. Its subject is how the managers of this Seattle fish market make cleaning, cutting up, and serving fish to customers a fun experience for everyone. The employees are taught four simple principles when it comes to work. Here they are. Number one, choose a positive attitude. Number two, play as you work. Number three, be there for the customer. And number four, make the customer's shopping day a memorable experience. You know, I'm sure the employees could spend their time thinking about the weekend or the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that Bill Gates has found just down the street. But they have chosen to focus on others, to choose an attitude of joy. One of them said this, "You can start the day being either miserable or cheerful, so you might as well be cheerful." Colossians 3 says, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. We must look on our work as a great gift. God was a gardener. Christ Jesus was a carpenter." I talked to a 35-year-old guy recently. He said this to me. He said, "I'm looking forward to retirement." I said, "No, please, already?" If we work only for ourselves, work will crush us. But see our work as God's assignment to serve others, and it becomes a calling, a meaningful task filled with purpose and joy. We work for God then, blessing others along the way, knowing that God will reward us for a job well done. There's great meaning in our work. Let's work with a grin today, okay? And don't call in sick unless you really are. Don't be like the lady who called in with this excuse. "Someone glued my windows and doors shut. I can't get out of the house."
Have you read the latest issue of our Truth in Life magazine yet? Truth in Life magazine is a free publication from Laugh Again and Back to the Bible Canada that is delivered 6 times a year. Each issue brings insightful, biblically-based articles featuring Phil Calloway and other ministry guests. Subscribe today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.